Sport on RTE Radio 1.
23 minutes to 8. Oisin, you've got the weekend sports news.
Thanks, Anya. Good morning. Well, the second round of the Amgen Irish Open is just getting underway at Royal County Down. Our reporter Greg Allen joins me on the line. Greg, is it as chilly up there as it is here in Donnybrook this morning?
Yeah, it's just cold, actually. Just a couple of degrees above freezing. But it's really calm, so there won't be too many complaints for the early starters. And that's good news for Rory McIlroy, who's away shortly after a first round of 68, which was a steadily chiselled-out effort, you could call it. It leaves him just two off the lead. And the grit that he showed in an up-and-down round was rewarded with a birdie finish on 16, 17 and 18. That catapulted him into a tie for fourth place on 3-under. And he was particularly pleased with the patience that he showed in that first round.
It's hard to go very low, but if you can manage your way around, even if you don't have your game, you can make a lot of pars. So it's sort of going to be, I think it's going to be one of these tournaments where, you know, there's probably going to be a lot of people in with a chance going into Sunday, just the nature of the golf course and how it plays. But yeah, it was great to, after the bogeys on 14 and 15, it was great to birdie those last three holes.
The strategic sort of constant concentration out there, is it like a major out there?
I wouldn't say it's quite like a major, but it's a tough test, and you know that anything under par, I think the strategy that you need to play with is a little bit like a major, but you know, majors obviously bring their own type of pressure as well. But yeah, it's a great atmosphere out there. It's a difficult golf course, and you have to have your wits about you.
Just the feel of the getting back to links, and the, you know, obviously it's a feeling your way into the weekend type of scenario. You must have got that over the last few holes, especially.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, I came here and practiced and played nine holes on Monday. I didn't come to the course Tuesday, and then I, you know, played the pro-am and practiced a bit last night. So to go out there today and, you know, hit the ball the way I did and play the way I did, it was quite pleasing to see that, you know, some of the stuff that I've been working on this week, I've been able to take it out onto the golf course, and it's felt pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good indeed. 3-under par, tees off at 8 o'clock, McIlroy. He'll be 20 minutes behind Shane Lowry, who actually tees off in just a few minutes on 1-over par after a turbulent enough opening 72, which happily, though, concluded with a birdie on the 18th.
You know, it was nice to birdie the last. That's kind of make dinner feel, taste a little bit nicer. And you just need to be patient out there and need to, you know, miss in the right spot. I felt like the first couple of holes I missed them in wrong spots, and you get penalised for that. So look, 1-over is not the end of the world, and we get on and give it a go in the morning.
232-yard long iron into 18, two putts, birdie finish, just gives a nice feeling to the way that you're going to bounce into the rest of the Irish Open, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, I hit a great drive down there. That's this golf course. If you hit good shots, it feels like it's not that hard, you know. And I hit a great second shot on that green and had a nice two putt, but you know, you hit an average shot there, you're going to be in trouble. So I was very happy the way I played the last few holes.
That's Shane Lowry on 1-over par, teeing off literally in the next couple of minutes. One of the stories of the first round was the bogey-free 70 by Rogenstown Irish Boys International amateur Sean Keeling. He's 1-under par, 17 pars and an exclamation mark birdie on 18 with a 15-foot putt. And we'll hear from him at just after 8:30. He's a huge young talent. The leader here by one stroke is England's Todd Clements on 5-under after a 66, one clear of Finland's Sami Välimäki and Spain's Alejandro Del Rey.
Thanks for that, Greg. We'll catch up with you again after 8:30. Elsewhere, the Solheim Cup gets underway today in Virginia. Europe and the United States tied in the last meeting of the sides last year in Malaga. And it was announced last night that Team Europe captain Suzanne Pedersen has decided to leave Cavan's Leona Maguire out of the opening round foursomes for the tournament. Pedersen instead has turned to Charlie Hull to lead Europe off at the Robert Trent Jones Golf Club, where play is due to get underway at 12:05 this afternoon, Irish time. Now, the soccer and three Sports Direct FAI Cup quarterfinals take place this evening. Last year's beaten finalists Bohemians, who are beginning to find some momentum, are away to UCD. At Lizzie Wullen, Athlone Town take on Premier Division side Drogheda United, and Wexford are up against Treaty. After a controversial week off the pitch, Dundalk can move off the bottom of the Premier Division with a win tonight away to Waterford, and Shamrock Rovers will be looking to get back into the top four with a victory at home to Sligo Rovers. And then in the First Division, newly crowned champions Cork City are away to Kerry FC, and Finn Harps will be just a point off the playoffs if they manage to get 3 points against Longford Town. Now to athletics, and Rashida Adeleke will round off her season at tonight's Diamond League finale in Brussels. The Tala athlete is competing in the women's 400 metres just after 7 p.m. Irish time. Among the other stars on show tonight are the pole vault world record holder Armand Duplantis and Olympic 100 metre champion Julian Alfred goes head to head with Shakari Richardson. And finally, Gio Velotto, trained by Marco Botti in England, will run in Sunday's Group 1 Cormer Group International Irish St. Ledger at the Curragh on day 2 of the Irish Champions Festival. Gio Velotto will be ridden by Kerry jockey Oisin Murphy, who will fly back from Canada for the Curragh. He's in action there Saturday night, and Murphy says that he has been trained with this race in mind.
Look, the Cormer Group International Irish St. Ledger is a prestigious race, and Gio Velotto's had the perfect preparation. He won a Group 2 over a mile and a half on fast ground with a penalty last time. He's been freshened up with this in mind, well trained all along with this in mind since he won at York. Marco's a very good target trainer. He's had fantastic horses in the past, the likes of Acceleration and Plantour, and Gio Velotto has been expertly handled.
That's Oisin Murphy there, and that's your sport. We'll have more in the next hour.